Captain Kirk? Thanks for agreeing to see me privately. First, let me say that it's been a real honor to be on the Enterprise. As one of the first female security officers in Starfleet, and the first on the Enterprise, this red dress I wear has been a real source of pride. I joined Starfleet for the excitement and danger, but not this much danger. All of my other security officers are dying. We can't even have a single away mission without one of us getting killed. We lost one last week, and that was before we even made it to the transporter room. I've had more close calls with death than I care to think about. It wouldn't be so bad if it were just Romulans and Klingons I had to worry about. I was expecting that. And some of them are actually kind of cute. But it turns out there's rock creatures and energy creatures. Hell, there's probably rocky energy creatures, too, that are just waiting to kill an unsuspecting redshirt O3. Or suspecting redshirt, since we've learned to expect danger around any corner. Not that it helps. I was going to put in a transfer, sir. But it appears that Starfleet has put a freeze on any security officer transferring off of the Enterprise. At least until they have 10 away missions under their belts. Not that this dress has a belt, but you get the idea. But 10 away missions? 10? That's a death sentence! You might as well beam me down to the surface of the nearest star. My odds of survival are better. Well, it's funny that you should ask what my plan was, sir. Because I do have one. I'm not going to stay being a security officer. I need to find a different position on the Enterprise. But there's no job openings. Except in security, of course. They can't transfer them in fast enough. But as captain, you have a certain amount of discretion in the job postings. Especially on a 5-year mission. So, I would like to humbly put in a request to be promoted to a special position, sir. Captain's love interest. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're Captain Kirk. You do pretty well with the ladies already. All of the bridge crew do. Even Mr. Spock has had some romance, and he's a Vulcan. But you're discouraged from fraternizing with the crew. So you have to wait until we travel to some planet or a space station or come across some ship. That could be days or even weeks of just travel time before that happens. Once we're there, it's not always a sure thing that there's going to be some convenient Orion slave girl or sexy scientist for you to hook up with. I, on the other hand, would always be available. Now, I know that your love interests don't always survive, either. But I like those odds a lot better than being a security officer. I also don't need to be your only love interest. Trust me, I won't mind you having other women than me. All I ask is that I don't get assigned to any away missions. Honestly, I'd be okay with never leaving your room. You've got a sonic shower and a replicator unit and a console. And a bed. I figure I'm set until my assignment is over. Oh, I can assure you, I'm completely qualified for the position. All kinds of positions, actually. So you won't exactly be going where no man has gone before. Unless you're into anal, in which I can be, too. And we can explore my final frontier together. I'd rather take a cock in my ass than a spear in my chest, or a disruptor to the head, or something like that. So, do we have a deal? You can just list me as your personal guard or something. Starfleet won't care. Much. Even if they know the truth, they're more likely to give you a sly wink and a nudge rather than any kind of discipline. And speaking of discipline, I could definitely use some, if that's what you're into. Haven't you ever wanted to grab some passing yeoman while you're on the bridge and bend her over one knee while you're sitting in the command chair? Then you could just lift up her really short skirt and spank her ass. Well, I could be that yeoman, and that could be my ass. Although it would be your property, I'd just be keeping it warm for you. I can see that you like that idea. That's not the command chair you're sitting in, but we can pretend, can we? I can still bend over your knee, and you can still lift up my dress. Yes, just like that. And then you can give me a little spank. Come on, Captain. Don't be shy. Just give me a little spank. Yes, Captain. I've been a bad little security officer. Spank me again. Harder, Captain. Pull down my pantyhose this time and do it harder. Yes, please don't stop. Make my ass as red as my uniform. Oh, Captain, please. I want to be your love interest. So tear these pantyhose off me. Oh, yes, Captain. You're so strong. Now I can go over to your bed and lie down. All submissive and everything. Not at all like a tough security officer. I'll bet that's how you like. And I can deliver. Please, go ahead and lie on me, Captain. I feel so safe with you on top of me. You'd never send such a fragile little girl like me on a dangerous away mission, or to escort some sketchy ambassador around the ship, or anything like that, would you? You want to protect me and keep me safe, and make sure that I make it back home in one sexy piece. But most of all, even more than you suddenly want to protect me, you want to fuck me, don't you? Well, I want to both be protected and fucked. And as long as you keep doing the first, you can keep doing me, starting right now. Oh, Captain! Oh, you're in me. Yes, Captain. Show me what you've got, and I'll return the favor. Now, isn't this more fun than sending me down to some semi-molten planet? Or abandoned alien spaceship of unknown origin? And this way, you don't need to call Starfleet and tell them your only female security officer died. I'll call my parents and explain to them how your away mission doomed me. This new position? No, I don't mean missionary. That's hardly new. This new position will let me get through my remaining assignment in the safest spot on the ship. And the stories I have. Yes, keep fucking me, Captain. Command gold on red. Man on woman. Flesh on flesh. For a man with such a firm hand with aliens and my ass, you're a surprisingly gentle, but very enthusiastic lover. But I am a security officer. Well, hopefully after this, I won't be anymore. So you don't have to be so gentle. I've taken 10 G's of acceleration. fought Klingons and androids. I've been knocked against a Vulcan more than once during a battle. Something a little more vigorous in bed isn't going to scare me. Not like another way mission would. Despite what I said earlier, I'm not at all that fragile. That's it, Captain. Oh, give me everything you've got. Every ounce of strength. Every trick you've learned from your alien women. Captain, I think it's time to call for an away mission. But not a few red shirts. I was thinking of hundreds of millions of little white guys penetrating far into the enemy stronghold. And none of them are going to make it out alive. Captain, ever since I arrived on the ship, I've watched you stand strong and tall in front of your loyal crew of 400. How you've led them bravely on every away mission, from every clusterfuck. I've seen the way your face falls after a particularly bad mission. So let out your anger and your frustrations. You can leave them in me, and I'll keep them safe for you. Captain. I'm coming for you, Captain. Jim, Captain. I can actually call you whatever you want. What would you like? Captain? James? Jim? Sir? Master? Daddy? Oh, we'll work something out. Just like we worked out this little arrangement. I hope you enjoy taking me in this little red uniform, because it's the last time I plan on wearing it. There are so many much more fun outfits I can wear. Ones that aren't the equivalent of a bullseye on my chest. Although, just for you, you should consider my chest to be a perfectly acceptable target, or any other part of my body. I have experience, but there's also so much more I need to learn, that I want to learn, and maybe even some things I need to change. Even though this wasn't my maiden voyage, that doesn't mean there aren't a few kinks we need to work out of the system. Actually, I'll bet there's a whole bunch of kinks we can work in. After all, isn't this mission all about exploration? You explore the strange new worlds, new life, and new civilizations. Then, when you're done, come back here, and we'll explore each other.